read together. Use your own language.
预备，请。耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？我心里筹算，终日愁苦要到几时呢？我的仇敌升高压制我要到几时呢？耶和华我的神啊，你看顾我，求你应允我，胜了他，免得我的敌人在我动摇的时候喜乐。但我依靠你的慈爱，我的心因你的厚恩快乐。我要向耶和华歌唱，因他用厚恩待我。好，我们读到这里。首先我要问大家三个问题。
First, I want to ask you three questions.
第一个问题是，你人生有没有曾经感到失意、挫折而无力继续走下去的光景？
The first question is, have you never been in the downside of your life? You've been experiencing uncertainty, so you don't know how to move on. Yes.
好，第二个问题是，你所认识的亲友当中，有没有曾经有人遭遇人生低谷？
So among the relative, among the relative that you know, so do they experience this kind of circumstance in their life?
那你看见他面对前面的道路，他感到灰心丧志，无法振作起来。
So at are facing the uncertainties in front of ahead of us, ahead of them, how they going to respond to it?
好像没有哈，也有哈，好。
Yes.
好，第三个问题。
Third question.
你相信有一天你。你的家人、你的亲朋好友可能也会遭遇难处，甚至会感到无力继续下去的光景。
Do you believe that in the future somehow your relative, your friends, or your family will experience this kind of a circumstance?
有没有？好，如果你有以上其中的一种
，If you have any one of the above question situation，
你都需要重新得力。
All of us need to be renew our strength.
我相信今天的信息一定对你有帮助。
I believe that today's message is really benefit to you.
当年有一位大学联考落榜的一个高中毕业生。
There is one young people he just failed his university exam.
在他回家的路上，原本二十分钟，可是他走了两个多小时。
Actually, he only need 20 minutes to go back home, but he need to take kind of like.More than 2 hours to be home.
他对自己完全绝望，又害怕家人的责备。
He's desperately hopeless because he's just afraid that his family will score upon him.
他觉得第一次感觉到回家的路是世界上最漫长的路。
So this is a very long journey to go back home.
但是他如今，他现在是一位国际知名的大牧师。
But now he is a very renowned pastor, international pastor.
他的生命也祝福了许多软弱无助的人。
And his life has been a blessing to many people.
另外有一位被丈夫抛弃的妻子，她觉得自己没有价值了。
There's another story talking about a husband being abandoned by his wife.
甚至连想死的念头都有了。
Even though he wants to commit suicide.
但是他路经教会而改变了他的一生。
But after he passed.The church and this situation really changed and transformed.
如今他是一间知名企业的总裁，并且活得信心满满。
Now he's a very famous enterpriser. He's really full of confidence.
还有一位误入歧途的年轻人，他过去无恶不作，被社会唾弃，走投无路，被关到监牢里面。
Okay, there's another young people, a young person. He's in a game life. He's experiencing a game life, and he thrown into the prison.
但是在监狱里面信主了。出狱之后，他读神学院成为牧师。
And then this young man finally believed in the Lord, and then he became successful.
而且带领很多黑道的兄弟信主啊。
And he brought a lot of gang friends to come to the Lord.
这些故事都真实的发生在我周围，我所认识的人。
All these stories are really true. It happens around my life.
他们都曾经经历过他们人生快要走不下去的光景。
All these people went through the deep valley in their life.
但是他们的生命后来完全被翻新、被翻转了。他们的共同点就是从他们的内心改变开始的。
So, but they all transform. This all happens out of their heart, innermost being, their mind being transformed.
在我们华人当中，我们常说一句话，叫做“哀莫大于心死”。
Among the Chinese people, we always heard this idiom said that.Sorrow is really greater than dying heart.
圣经也告诉我们说，你要保守你的心胜过保守一切。
The Bible said you need to guard your heart more than any other things because
也说你要让你的心里的力量刚强起来。
So you need to renew from your heart. Your heart needs to be strengthened.
但请问这容易吗？
So is that easy?
不容易。 我相信要让心里的力量刚强起来， 乃是我们今年的主题， 重新得力的最大挑战。
So it is a renewing our strength, renewing our mind is the title or is the theme of our church this year. So we need to start by renewing your heart and your mind.
如果你曾经遭遇过人生低谷， 你就会明白我在说什么。
If you're going through the deep valley in your life, you must have understood what I'm saying to you right now.
为了预备今天这一篇讲章， 我过去一周之内上帝让我遭遇一些 倒霉的事让我也觉得很挫折。
While preparing this sermon today, I really experiencing this kind of a situation in the past few weeks.
很多人都知道了， 所以也不是秘密。
It's not a secret, most of you know.
我好心去帮助别人， 然后呢， 帮人家搬东西， 车下明明写30分钟可以停的， 我只停了10分钟就被警察开罚单。
Okay, with my kind heart, I help people. It's on, the parking lot only allows you to park for 30 minutes. I only park for 10 minutes, but somehow something bad happened to me. My car was kind of like, I got a ticket.
这个还好，罚单而已，缴一缴就好。过几天之后，我又去同样一个地方帮忙，这次我就不要停那地方了，我就停到比较这个有这个停车位的地方了。
Okay, actually, and then this is still okay. Getting the ticket, you just pay, and then it's done. But it happened again because I went to help my friend again, and once more time, this time I didn't park my car at the somewhere illegal, but I parked on the parking lot, real parking lot.
停车位很多的位置，我就找一个比较方便的位置，就停在那里，反正也很快就好了。So
I parked in the one space really convenient to me, so very close.
但是呢， 下来的时候车子不见了，被拖掉走了。
But my car is kind of like the miss. I lost my car somehow after I helped my friends.
我第一次看到车子,
I came down and my heart's gone.
车子不见了， 然后呢， 最后反正长话短说， 到那个地方要罚款375的赎金， 把车子赎回来。
So my car is gone and it's tore away. So I have to have a 375 fine. Pay the fine and then I can get back my car.
当然隔天再去拿的时候给我减了100块， 还是有帮助，不过 还是很心里还是很这个委屈的。Okay,
I really feel disappointed by means of all this.
是自己不小心，不能怪别人，我没有就怪罪别人。但是如果是你的话，你在做好事，结果没好报，请问你心情会愉快吗？
So this is all my own mistake, so I experience all this. But if this is not because of your mistake, of your careless, so how I'm going to respond to it?
但是我想一想啊，比起那些许多不幸的 人，我这个都是算小儿科啊。
But compared to those unfortunate people, everything that I experienced this week, actually it's just a small case.
你看就在这个礼拜我们就有很多事情，我们当中不要说别人，就发生很多事情。
Yeah, even among our church members here, we experience a lot of uncertainties.
有人突然生病就住院了。
Somebody got sick and then they hospitalized.
有人他的亲人就离开世界了。
Some of us, the relative passed away. All of a sudden,
他的女儿就急性就住院了，就是那个盲肠就发作就住院了，还好命捡回来了。
So appendix problems, so she got hospitalized. All of a sudden, so things just happen.
我们也看我们周围这个很多火灾，很多被驱离的无家可归。
The fire just came around this area, so many people became homeless.
我相信很多人都在经历那种低谷。
I believe many people are experiencing the deep valley.
今天我们要看诗篇13篇， 这是一个非常棒的诗篇。
So today we're going to look at the chapter Psalm 13. This is very again.
诗人大卫他在这里描述他个人内心挣扎的过程。
David experienced this struggle.
当他人生遭遇低谷的时候，是如何改变命运，走出这段艰难。
When he experienced this situation, how is going to go through this deep valley?
从他开始的时候，内心的那种烦躁埋怨，到最后他能够得胜，最终能够重新得力，这一段转变的过程是一个非常特别的经历。So
this transformation is really amazing. How it can go through from being so sorrow into the joyful state of being.
这完全都跟他内心的转变有关，也就是重新开始。
All this related to his heart is a transformation of your mind and transformation of your heart.
这就是我们今年我们的主题重新得力最我觉得我们需要学习的功课重新开始。
This is a theme of our church this year is renewing your strength, renewing your mind.
因此今天早上我们要从我们刚刚所读的这段经文一起来学习如何重新得力。怎么样重新开始
so today from today's scripture we learn again how we can strengthen our heart and our mind
简单的说这种内心转变的过程基本上有三个不同的步骤
simply speaking we have a three step how to have this inner transformation process
好第一个呢是内心的烦躁与埋怨我们一起来读第一节到第二节
let's read the verse 1 to 2 together
预备起
How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thought and day after day of sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me?
我们看见诗人在这里内心的这种的烦躁跟埋怨，简单的说，有三方面的问题。
There are three problems in this part.
第一个是他没有察觉神的同在。
First thing the psalmist did not realize the God's presence in his life.
他说神已经忘记他到几时啊？到永远吗？哇，好酸啊！到永远吗
？How long will God forgive me forever?
然后颜面不顾我到几时呢
？How long will God hide His face from me forever?
那其实我们想一想，我们今天光景也是如此。当我们遭遇困难的时候，我们第一个反应也是埋怨啊。
If you put in the Psalms, if you think about yourself, the same thing will happen to us. We will ask, how long God will forgive me?
也是心里烦躁啊。
We're also always in sorrow.
是不是呢
？Is that right?
好，那埋怨神忘记到几时？要到永远吗？哦
，Complain about God, is it forever?
啊，其实这里出现旧约文学当中的拟人法。
So here we found the anthropological use of the literal word in the Bible.
把神比喻作人，人会忘记，然后说忘记的意思表示不关心嘛，你才会忘记。
We use a human experience to express God's feeling. Would God really forget us? Like just like the way how we human forget each other.
那掩面是什么？表示神的拒绝、愤怒。
So what means a high face? It means God rejection and anger.
好，那请问我们通常这些人所埋怨的内容是不是事实
？Is all the blame that we always have is true? Are the blames we have is true?
当你的孩子说妈妈你不爱我了，哈，请问你是不爱他吗？是不是事实
？You say, "Mom, you don't love me anymore." Is that true? When you complain about your mom's love, you say, "Yeah, mom."
你从来不关心我，哎，这是事实吗
？You never care about me. Is that true?
我们有时候埋怨的那种更并不是事实。
Sometimes our complaint is not really true.
有时候我们也会埋怨神，说不顾念我们啊，疏忽了我们啊。
Sometimes we complain about God. You didn't care. God, you didn't care about me. You really forget me.
当我们遇到难处的时候，我们就以为上帝已经离开我们了，所以我们过不了这一关。就变成我们离开神、离弃神、拒绝神了。
Sometimes when we are in trouble, we complain about God. God forgive us, so we complain that God leave us, reject us, and abandon us. But as a matter of fact, it is us who leave God.
但事实上，请问神有没有离开他
？So I would like to ask whether God really leave him.
不要乱讲，要有根据的，要有证据，要有根据的。
You need
不是说
really
我觉得没有。
Not because I feel you need to have a proof that God really do not doesn't leave.
要大声的讲，有，一定有圣经，一定有根据的哈。
You must have a certain proof from the word of God. So Isaiah 49 verse 15.
好，预备，请。
Can a mother forget a baby at breast and have no compassion on his child she has born?
急或有忘记的，
though you may forget, I will not forget you.
只有人会忘记神啊，从来不是神会忘记人。
Only human can forget each other. God never forget.
我们所信靠的神是大有怜悯与恩典的。
The God that we believe is full of loving kindness and compassion.
怎么会去忘记，会去掩面、拒绝、愤怒那些寻求他的人呢
？How can a God forsake those who seek after Him?
我们的神是无所不知、无所不在的。
Our God is an omnipotent, omniscient God.
其实他随时随地都与我们同在，特别是当我们遭遇人生风暴的时候。
He is always with us, even though we are in trouble.
只是当我们凡事以自我中心，处处只讲到自己的时候，我们当然就不会察觉， 原来神与你同在。
Only if we are so sorrow, we are in our bitterness, at that moment we complain that God is not, God is absent.
第二个是不明白神的计划。
The second thing is that he did not understand God's plan.
第二节一开始这样，
Verse 2
心里筹算。
How long must I wrestle with my thoughts?
我终日愁苦，要到几时呢？
The day after day have sorrow in my heart, how long it could be?
当他自己在那里筹算计划着自己的未来，结果就是终日愁苦。
So if you wrestle with thought day after day, at the end the only experience is, the only experience you have is sorrow.
但其实神对我们每一个人都有一个美好的计划。
As a matter of fact, God's plan for each one of us
比我们自己的筹算都还要再好。
He's a better plan from our plan.
但可惜的是我们常常不愿意去明白去遵循神的计划，只顾着去完成自己的计划，难怪最终的结局会愁苦。
Unfortunately, we always don't understand his plan. We want to focus our own plan and then we want to deviate ourselves and go astray from his plan. At the end, we are become so sorrowful.
神对世人有一个美好的计划，正如先知耶利米所说的，
God has a purpose for each one of us, just as the prophet Elijah said in the Jeremiah chapter 29:11. Let's read together. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and the future.
这里讲神向我们所怀的意念，就是神为我们所定的计划。
This is the God has already have plan for you.
为了让我们越来越好
is to make us better.
不是为了让我们越来越不好
is not to make us worse.
是为了祝福我们，而不是要来惩罚我们。
It is to bless us, not to to punish us.
而且后来也印证了耶稣来到这世上的目的。
Is also a very date the purpose of Jesus coming to this earth.
耶稣来，他说他来是叫人得什么生命，并且怎么样？更加丰盛啊。
That's why Jesus said, I come to give you life and have it abundantly.
但问题是我们有没有得到这丰盛的生命呢？
The thing is, the question is whether we already have this abundant life or not.
如果没有，那请问这是人的问题还是神的问题？
If we don't have this abundant life, is that our problem or is this a God problem?
人最大的问题就是不明白神的计划。
The biggest problem of human being is to not understand God's will, God's plan.
只会顾着自己心里筹算。
They all wrestle with their thought day by day.
只顾着实现自己的计划，那怎么能够明白神的计划呢？
They focus to fulfill their own plan, not God's plan.
第三个他的问题是不体验神的大能。
The third problem is he did not experience God's mighty power.
在这里他在埋怨说，他的仇敌升高，压制他要到几时
？He complained that how long will my enemy try and overcome me？
那请问这是不是事实
？Is that true？ Is this a true statement？
是事实啊，不是说不是事实。
Yeah, it's true.
他被仇敌压制啊，那或者是他使他遭遇这个苦难，这些都是事实。但是他有没有看见背后神的大能呢？
This is all reality because the enemy really oppress you. But the problem is whether you see God behind.
那你说什么是神的大能呢？
Do you see the God's power? Do you believe in God's power? God behind. The power, mighty power of God behind.
我们常常把神的大能缩小到好像那个电影演的那个超人，有人有困难马上飞过去去解决，马上有人要这个火车要这个出轨了，马上那个超人飞过去帮他解围。我们的神就是这样。
So always shrink, we always shrink the power of God into the very small area, just like in the movie, only when there's a problem, we become the superhero will show up and appear and come to save. Just like in the movie, when a train crash and then the superhero will come out to save. That kind of a mighty power.
其实神的大能不是让我们免去一切灾难疾病，使我们一帆风顺，免去患难痛苦。
But actually, it's not that God's mighty power became the reason that we can escape from our sorrow, from our trouble.
神的大能乃是即便洪水泛滥之时，神仍坐着为王，因为他在掌权。
This is God, even above the storm, God's mighty power is our trust.
神的大能乃是即便我们会遭遇患难，但是神仍要为我们开道路。
We just believe that God's power is that even in our sorrow in the deep valley, God still can make a way and open a way.
正如保罗他在哥林多前书那里所说的。
Just in the Corinthians chapter 10, Apostle Paul said,
让我们一起来读好吧。
Let's read together.
请。
No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out that you can endure it.
但很可惜的是，许多时候我们把焦点放在我们所受的痛苦上面。
But unfortunately, we always focus our eyes on the things that we experience,
而不体验这件事情背后有神的大能。
And not to experience what God's power behind all this trouble.
于是我们便会失去力量与继续前进的动力。
That's the reason why we lose our strength and the power to move forward.
而造成我们人生最大的遗憾，就是始终无法体验神的大能。
So that is a very big failure in our life is not to experiencing God's presence in our life.
许多人他们在这里就离开了，离开神了。
很多人a lot of people did just leave God.
但是大卫没有这样哦。
But it's
接下来开始改变了。第二个阶段是
，But it's not a case for David. What David experienced is different.
第二是诚心的祈愿与恳求。
You see, here is a sincere prayer and pleading.
让我们一起来读第三节到。
Let's read verse 3.
预备，请。
Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foe will rejoice when I fall.
有三方面他的诚心、祈愿与祈求。第一个是他祈求神能够看顾他而蒙保护。
There are three areas here that he prayed. The first thing is a prayer for God's care and protection. He said, look on me and answer, Lord my God.
你看，当诗人内心的这个愁苦、埋怨啊，发牢骚一动之后，发现能不能解决问题
？But he discovered that even though he voiced out all the sorrow, all the trouble from his heart, does all this really solve the problem? After voicing out all this,
你们是不理我还是听不懂？能不能解埋光埋怨能不能解决问题？不能啊，不能解决问题。
Keep complaining, solve the problem.
所以你看到这时候，他就一个转念。
So here we can see the turning point.
从原本的内心的烦躁表达对上帝的不满，哎，开始转眼仰望神，诚心祈求神的眷顾。
So he kind of just turned from being sorrow, being disappointed into giving praise to God and focusing on God.
他求神不要再让他遭受敌人的攻击，能够受到安全的保障与受到神的保护。
So he asked for God's protection, protect him from the enemy.
他用开始用祷告，用诚心祈求啊，求神应允他的祷告。
He used a prayer. He used his prayer to ask God to answer his prayer.
而不再质疑上帝为什么要这样，为什么要这样啊
？He has no doubt on God. Why God this? Why God that?
你看那个语气完全改变了，有没有
？You see the tone here change.
那请注意哈，为什么他这个时候不求财富？荣华富贵，或是智慧聪明啊，名声地位，竟然只求神的看顾保护呢
？You can see his prayer is not focusing on wealth, power, fame. He's asking for God's protection, not the prosperity, wealth, wisdom, fame, and status.
其实有神的看顾保护，乃是何等的重要啊
！It's very significant to have God's protection.
是胜过外在一切不能够永远存留的丰富。
That's really beyond all that we have from outside.
我们也需要这样的祷告。
We need this kind of prayer.
来得到神的看顾与保护。
To have a God care and protection.
而免受恶者的攻击与诱惑。
In order to be away from God to be away from enemy temptation and attack.
尤其是当我们人是一帆风顺的时候。你心想是要什么有什么，这个时候有时候你就会偏行己路，离神越来越远了。
Normally we go astray when we are in prosperity because we are so content, so we easily for us to get away or stray away from God.
当然神是赐福的神，但不要以为说你有外在的这些丰富就来证明这是神的赐福，也许是从撒旦来的。
we believe that God is a blessing God. He always bless us. But sometimes we need really to discern. Sometimes the prosperity will have a status made. Keep us away from God. So sometimes Satan wants you to go away, to leave God. So he prosper you so that you will go astray from God.
So we can see Satan in this prayer. His intent is that we must walk in God's pleasure and righteous way.
So here we can see God wants us to walk on his righteous path so that he can answer our prayer. So 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 12 said,
让我们一起来共读一遍,请,
for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are attentive to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
好,第二个祈求是,
the second request is praying for having a spiritual vision and being alert. Read together. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death.
这里讲到眼目是指分辨永恒属灵真理的这个灵眼，不是肉眼。
Here we're talking about a spiritual eye, not the physical eye. We know how to discern.
我们肉眼失明只能生活在黑暗中。 但是灵眼失明就成为属灵的瞎子，无法看见属灵的丰富。
If we are blind, physically blind, we are in darkness. But if we are spiritually blind, we are actually in spiritual darkness.
好，那眼目光明呢，是表示我们能够分辨好坏。那这里接下来，免得我沉睡致死，那表示彻底的绝望。
Here it said, the light to my eye, give light to my eye. Can this is actually is referred to that we can distinguish between good and bad. Sleep in death means that it has been completely desperate.
如果当我们被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，那结果就跟属灵的瞎子没有两样。
If we are blinded from the God of this world, we are just like a spiritual blind man.
我们就看不见神所应许要赐予我们那属灵的迦南美地之丰富。
We cannot fulfill or we cannot receive the promise that God already been given to us, just like the land of Canaan.
我们只能看见眼前的愁苦，那当然只有彻底绝望了。
So we only can see the sorrow ahead of us. So the result is we in a desperate sorrow.
幸好诗人在这时候知道要开始停止埋怨，然后要开始诚心寻求祷告神。
The psalmist here realized that we have to stop complaining, but start praising to God.
他祈求能够一个超然的属灵眼光来做正确的评估与看待事情的好坏。
So he need to have a supernatural eyes, supernatural eyes to see in order to discern what is good and what is bad.
事实上我们也同样需要一个超然的眼光来看待事情。
So we also need a supernatural eyesight in order to through the lens of God, we see what is bad and what is good.
因为很多事情我们都知道是立体两面的，一边是好的，但另外一边是不好的。
But because we always realize that there's a one body, two sides. One side is good and the other side is bad.
可能一边是苦难，可另外一边却是祝福。
So one side can be the blessing, the other side will be the trouble.
而通常我们只看到那不好的一面，这时候我们就需要有属灵的眼光来看另一面的美好。
Sometimes we only focus on the bad side, but we don't have a spiritual eye to see the good side.
当这样我们有这样看见，才能够平衡，也能够让我们警醒而不沉睡。
Not only if we have that spiritual eye, spiritual sight, then we can balance and we can see both sides and we can move on.
接下来他的祈求是,
now the request
is
a prayer for joy of victory over the enemy. Let's read together verse 4. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foe will rejoice when I fall.
好，这里讲到免得，就是说避免这样发生的意思。
That he said that, and my enemy, he said, don't allow it to happen. Instead, the situation is reversed. He doesn't want this thing continue to happen.
所以为了不让仇敌得胜他，讥笑他，所以要把情况倒过来。
In order not to let the enemy overcome him, he needs to return or revert the whole situation.
也就是说避免，为了避免让仇敌所胜，他就要胜过仇敌。
In order to let enemy take over you, you should take over him.
为了避免让仇敌得胜他，讥笑他，反而是情倒过来，也就是说他为了避免让仇敌仇笑，他就要得胜的喜乐。
Instead of letting the enemy take over you, despite on you, it is your taking the initiative to overcome him.
于是他就便祈求不要被仇敌所胜，反而要得胜仇敌。
So that's why he prayed that I don't want to be overcome by the enemy, but I want to overcome the enemy.
那你要怎么证明你是得胜仇敌呢？
So how you can prove yourself you can overcome the enemy?
就是有庆功宴嘛，成这个得胜的这种庆功宴啊。
So the proof is having a banquet.
那不是你自己自得其乐在那吃吃喝喝啊。
It's not your joy, you rejoice by yourself, but you set out a table, set out a feast.
是神亲自为你预备的庆功宴，哇，
this is
这才是喜乐的。
This is the table or the feast that the God prepared for you.
那你这说这可能不可能发生呢
？Do you think this is possible to happen？
哦，那是可能的。
Yes.
诗篇二十三篇第五节上半节怎么说
？Psalm 23 said, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
有神在敌人的面前，你的敌人面为你摆设筵席，这代表什么
？God set a table, the table for you in front of enemy. What does that represent?
这是一场得胜的庆功宴呐、啊。
This is
仇敌在你面前却一点办法都没有。
This is a victorious banquet. The enemy have nothing to do with, can do nothing to you.
哦，想到这一幕就好开心呐、啊。
When you think about this point, you will really rejoice.
你不是一个垂头丧气的一个泄气皮球，在那一阵不绝，反而是你在那喜乐啊！不是仇敌哪里没办法，是你那个你拿仇不是你拿仇敌没办法，是仇敌哪里没办法、啊、
？It's not you do nothing to enemy. It's enemy can do nothing to you. You're just standing in front of the enemy with the presence of God with joy.
我相信我们都渴望经历神在你的敌人面前为你摆设宴席。
I know every one of us here desperate need and ask God the victory among the, before the enemy.
但很可惜的是，我们却经常感叹我们在属灵征战当中打败仗。
But this is very unfortunate. We always fail in our spiritual battle.
我们属灵生命无精打采，我们侍奉没有力量。
We have no strength in our ministry, no strength to walk on this spiritual journey.
我们感叹说：“哎呀，我们非常无力，走不下去。”
We're so powerless. We have no strength.
就是我们缺乏征战仇敌而有的喜乐。
The reason is we don't have the joy.
这也是我们需要在神面前有更多祈求的。
That's the reason why we need to ask joy from the Lord.
好，接下来除了祈求之外，接下来的这一幕更是让诗人有另外的一个境界的提升。
Now we come to the another state of being of this psalmist.
好，然后我们一起来，这是乃是信息的宣告与交托。
It's a declaration and trust by faith.
第五节、第六节。
Five and six said, But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord praise, for he has been good to me.
好，三方面的信息宣告是第一个是我要依靠神的慈爱。
Because the first aspect is trusting in God's unfailing love.
而且他又说我要依靠神的慈爱之前呢，他用一个字叫但。
But before he said I trust in you unfailing love, he used the word but.
哎，这个但非常特别。
This part is very important, very special.
这是另外一个很强烈的转念跟生命的提升。
But implies that it's a turning point. It's a turning from being weak into, to be strong. Another strong change of mind and transformation of life.
仿佛是说，不管前面目前所发生的一切事情有多么糟糕，包括外在的环境如何艰难，或是内心的光景如何凄凉。
It's including what happened from the outside, what happened in from inside, no matter what circumstances outside and inside.
但是当他说但我要依靠神的慈爱，这是一种信心勇敢的宣告。哎
，But he said, but so this is a declaration of your faith and confession of his unfailing love.
你看见没有？对比之前的那种内心埋怨的、苦读的那种光景，简直是天壤之别啊
！So you can compare the state of being before and now. Before is sorrow, but now is with joy and with strength.
他愿意依靠神的慈爱，而不专注在埋怨神。或是定睛在自己的苦难身上。
He's willing to trust on God, to depend on Him instead of depending on himself and depending on his own strength.
因为他仍坚定相信他所依靠的这位神乃是大有慈爱的神。
Because he's continued to believe that God has believed and relied on is a God with unfailing love.
就算他经过这么多的艰难，神的慈爱不会改变的。
Even after going through all this series of the trouble, he still believed that God is unfailing.
请注意，当时的外在环境改变了没有？
Listen carefully. Does environment change?
没有啊。
Does the situation change? No.
可是，他里面的环境已经改变了。
But the inside, his inner being is already transformed.
这些苦难虽然还没有离开他，但是他内心的苦毒已经不见了。
Even though the trouble is still exists, but the bitterness in his heart already gone.
可见信心的宣告有多么重要。
So we can see how important it is to declare your faith.
神的慈爱是值得我们依靠的，这并不是只是一个心理安慰而已。
God's unfailing love is something that we can trust on. It's not something you feel psychologically profession.
乃是许多人内心的共鸣。
This is really sounds echo
所发出的一种宣言。
This is an expression from the heart.
正如诗篇五十二篇第八节所说。
Just like the Psalm 52 verse 8 said.
我们再来读一遍经。
But I'm like an olive tree
flourishing
in the house
of God,
and trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever.
I hope that
everyone of here also continue to declare God's unfailing love.
好，第二个是欢喜神的救恩。
The second thing is rejoicing in God's salvation.
他说，我的心因你的救恩快乐。
Heart rejoices in your salvation.
诗人描述哈，他从刚开始最早的时候内心的烦躁埋怨，到现在的欢喜快乐，怎么会差别这么大呢？
Well, this is so much different from what has been true and now situation. The state of being just transformed.
就在于因为神的救恩。
The reason is because God's salvation.
他的内心因为神的救恩而快乐。
So to change from complaint of heart to rejoice of heart, that is God's salvation.
当时神已经拯救他脱离敌人的迫害没有？
Does at that moment has God already saved him from the trouble?
还没有啊。但是他为什么会快乐？
Why he so rejoiced?
同样的，
Joyful.
就是因为他有信心的宣告与交托所带出的影响力。
This is a result of his declaration of faith.So he experienced this joy.
使他的心情可以有如此巨大的转变。
That is the reason why you have seen the transformation of his state of being.
因为他深信神的救恩。
Because he truly believed in God's salvation.
同样，今天我们都领受耶稣基督的救恩。
Similarly, we all here already receive God's salvation.
而这个救恩不仅是像当时的大卫，只是短暂脱离仇人的攻击。我们的救恩是有永恒的盼望，可以将来得着永生，永远与主同在。
This salvation is not temporarily, just like the experience that David experienced here, but for us, our salvation is forever. We can experience this salvation forever and ever and ever.
因为在大卫的时代还没有耶稣基督降生。
Because in David's times, Jesus was not born yet.
他差一千年呐。
It's just 1,000 years different.
所以他没有耶稣基督的救恩，可是我们今天有这么大的这个救恩，照理说我们岂不是应该更要欢喜，天天欢喜快乐吗？
During David's time, he has not experienced this full salvation, but we now in Jesus, after Jesus, we already seen Jesus coming and he's dying for us, so we already know and then understand and trust in this salvation.
反正我们大部分人心里觉得说啊，这个救恩没有因为这个救恩而喜乐呢。是觉得说这个救恩是应该得到的，所谓的啊不拿白不拿啊白白恩典嘛，不拿白不拿。
But sometimes this salvation really has no much influence on us, so that we just take it, or maybe we just take it for granted.
所以我们不会很喜乐。
So that's why we don't really experience the joy of the salvation.
你说拿一个礼物怎么会不喜乐？
So actually taking a gift freely is a really a joyful thing.
我就举例一下，
Let me give you an example.
假设我们发一个礼物，
If we are we
每一个人都发一个礼物，
Everyone
之前也有发过了哈。但这个礼物呢，你 觉得用不到，永远都用不到。
If you cannot use this gift,
看起来很好，
可是你觉得你用不到，那
even,
不拿白不拿嘛。
Even this look okay, but it doesn't really apply to my life. So, but you see, why not I just take it?
啊，但是你拿回去之后呢
？But after you take home, take it home,
可能放在你房子里面一个角落，你再也不会拿出来洗。
Most of time, you just put it around the corner in your home, somewhere your corner, yeah.
请问你会天天欢喜快乐吗？
Will you be joyful all the time because of that gift?
你都可能都忘记了。
Maybe you already forget that gift.
因为我们不珍惜嘛。
Because we don't really appreciate.
所以同样的，我们如果真的看为宝贵的时候，我们会欢喜快乐的。
Similarly, if we really treat salvation as something precious, we really can be joyful over it.
因此，我们需要经常用信心来宣告。
That's why we really need to declare our faith.
在诗篇三十五篇第九节跟诗篇五十一篇第十二节都有这样的宣告。
Psalm 35:9 and Psalm 51:12 have a similar confession.
因为神的救恩，我们要来高兴。
It said that then my soul will rejoice in the Lord and delight in salvation. Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
救恩之乐，的确得着救恩是一何等欢喜快乐的事情。我们不要愁眉苦脸。
Receiving salvation actually is a very joyful thing. We don't need to be so gloomy and sorrowful after receiving this salvation.
所以我们要经常的对自己宣告。
So we need to declare or proclaim to ourselves.
对你的心说话，不要听你的心埋怨。
Speak to your heart, don't complain.
好，最后一个是颂赞神的厚恩。
The last thing is praising God's abundant grace.
他说要向耶和华歌唱，因他怎么样？用厚恩待我。
He said that I will sing to the Lord, for He has been good to me.
那向耶和华歌唱呢，乃是表达内心对神的颂赞，透过音乐歌声来传递。
Singing praise to God is using our music to praise Him, His almightiness.
你看这一节是整个诗篇的最后一节，也是整个诗篇当中的最高潮啊！这一篇当中最高潮。
This verse is the last verse of this song. It's also the climax.Of the whole song.
你看从一个内心沮丧愁烦甚至哭泣埋怨的光景到最后竟然可以欢笑来颂赞哇这太奇妙了
From a sorrowful state of being to a joyful state of being So you see how different is it from the beginning to the end
这到底怎么回事啊
What actually is going on
原来这又是诗人信心的宣告他说我要
So you hear, you see, God is the psalmist's declaration. He said, "I want."
这个我要不是说我求神，我要这个，我要那个啊！求神给我，我要这个，我要那个啊！
This is not like I want. I want this. I want that. I want what? I want this,
不是这样。他这个我要是用信心的行动去回应神的恩典。
Nice. We respond to God's grace with the action of faith.
它背后是一个很重要的原因。就是神曾经用厚恩待他。
There's one important reason behind all this, that is God has been good to him.
他知道有神如此丰富的恩典临在他的身上。
He realized that God has this abundant grace, has been good to him.
当然，我们不知道他过去到底经历神多少的丰厚的恩典。
We don't know what kind of good things or the grace that have been upon him in the past.
也许他在这个放羊的时候有这个狮子老虎来哦，有熊来哦，去跟他搏斗，上帝保护他哦，这是恩典。
Maybe God protect him from being devoured by the animal, the beasts in the desert when he look after his sheep.
也许他在面对巨人哥利亚的时候，用这个石头一甩，砰，他打败了。哦，这是神的厚恩。
Maybe in the story of Goliath that he used a stone to beat down the Goliath.
也许他被召入宫的时候啊，被这个枪啊，这个扫罗被枪哎扫过去，哎呀，好几次都幸运的啊逃脱逃。
Maybe it was God protection over him when he was almost killed by the sword.
还是有很多更多的每一天他经历，他没有写下来。
Or many other good things that he has been experiencing, but he didn't record or written down here.
我们不知道他到底有多少恩典多少厚但是我们相信一件事情我们也同样都会领受神的丰厚的
I don't know how many goodness that he already experienced but I guarantee all of us he has been experiencing God's goodness in our life
而且这厚恩也是超乎我们所求所想的
and this abundant grace actually is beyond our imagination our request
但为何是我们不能够欢喜快乐来向神感恩呢？
Why not we can be why not we rejoice before God because of his salvation?
下个月我们有一个感恩节的分享。
Next month we have one testimony one sharing meeting during the Thanksgiving.
每一年我们都有一次的机会开放给弟兄姐妹来向神感恩。
There's a time of fellowship that we open up to all church members to share the his testimony during this Thanksgiving.
我盼望我们可以把握这个机会来分享神的厚恩在你的生命当中。
I just hope that we can appreciate this time to
那为什么我们不能欢喜来向他欢的感恩？其实答案就在于，当我们面对苦难的时候，就很容易忘记神的厚恩。
Why not we rejoice in our trouble? Because we focus on our trouble, but not in God Almighty.
这个时候呢，我们就需要用信心的宣告。
So at this time we need to declare our faith.
无论目前的光景如何，我就是要来颂赞我的神。
No matter what kinds of circumstances I'm going through right now, I just want to sing praises to God.
因为他曾施予厚恩给我。
Because he has been good to me.
最后、
Conclusion,
我相信我们每一个人都会经历人生的低谷。
I just believe all of us here will go through the valley, deep valley in our life.
我也相信我们每一个人都需要重新得力。
Believe that all of us need to be strengthened.
但重新得力并不是光靠外在的体力，更需要是里面的心力。
But the thing is, we can be renewed not by the physical strength outside, but it's the transformation from our mind and heart.
重新开始，乃是我们每一个人需要在神面前真实的面对我们属灵的光景。
Being renewed and being transformed is things that we have to be honest before our God.
我们不需要在人的面前强颜欢笑或伪装我们有多么坚强。
We don't have to fake ourselves undercover or we mask ourselves in front of others.
甚至在神面前，你都可以自由的把你心中的烦躁、埋怨，你是可以跟神诉说的。
You can freely draw out all the emotion, all the difficulties from your heart to God.
虽然这不能解决问题
，Even though this cannot resolve your problems,
但可不可以跟神埋怨？
But it's okay to complain to God.
其实神愿意听你心中的委屈啊。
As a matter of fact, God wants to listen your heart.
但重要的是，你要第二步，你要继续要诚心向神祈求祷告。
The more important is you have to take the initiative. You need to come. You really need to stand before Him and then voice out to Him.
因为虽然有这些的患难、这些的难处，但是这正是神借这机会把他。把你带到他的面前。
Maybe this is the opportunity of crisis, and God bring you come to Him.
你可以开始来开口向他祷告祈求。
You can open your mouth and start praising and praying to Him.
虽然外在的艰难环境没有马上就改变
，Even though the trouble is not immediately resolved at the moment,
但是接下来你可以用信心来宣告。
But you can declare with faith.
宣告神的掌权。并且你宣告你要坚定依靠神的大能，全然交托。
You proclaim His sovereignty and fully trust in Him.
这样，我相信我们一定能够走出艰难，重新得力。
That's like that. We can go through the valley, the sorrow, the trouble, and then we can stand.
尤其在今天的时代当中，我们看见撒旦、仇敌撒旦的工作，他就是要拆毁神的教会。
During this time, we see that Satan continue to crush.And continue to beat the church.
他用各样的方法让弟兄姐妹挫折，让教会失去力量。
Satan give all kind of trouble to brothers and sisters so that we be disappointed, we be beat down.
而我们能够做什么呢
？What can we do？
那就是我们要重新得力，重新开始。
Renew our strength and start from the beginning.
让大家我们都彼此激励，一同努力。
Let's be encourage each other and we can move forward.
我们靠主。刚强，一起来完成神的托付，你们说好不好
？We rely on God's strength, and then we fulfill God's plan to us.
好不好
？Okay.
我们相信神会眷顾我们。我们用这首歌来回应天父，比看顾我们。
God bless us, and we use this song. God will take care of you.
在各样的难处当中，不要忘记天父必看顾你。
In all troubles, we believe that God cares about us.
来，人到何时不要？